Imagine it's the middle of the night and a pipe bursts. And well, I'll just let Senator Dorothy Huckel take it from there.
The homeowner's distraught, calls a plumber who then recommends a water mitigation service, oftentimes paying a referral fee. The company comes out, they demand the homeowner sign some documents, including an assignment of benefit.
That's the sticking point, assignment of benefits, or AOBs. It's a legal document that assigns a number of rights, including payment of an insurance claim, directly to the service provider. So in this case, the insurance company would cut a check directly to the water mitigation contractor rather than paying the homeowner, who then pays the company. Senator Huckel, a Port Orange Republican, is sponsoring a measure in the Senate that would restrict the use of AOBs. Some argue the practice is leading to ballooning insurance claims and, in turn, higher premiums for everyone.
On a 1,500-square-foot home, with assignment of benefits, it was typically around $10,000 to do the water extraction on the average loss. But without assignment of benefits, and for 10 years, the company rarely paid a claim over $3,500 and never paid a claim within that 10 years for more than $5,000.
That's Scott Johnson, president of Johnson Strategies. Now, just to put a grain of salt with that, Johnson used to work in the insurance industry. And the information he received came from one person in one company. What's more, the insurance business model relies on minimizing claims payments. Several commenters say the real problem is insurance companies are deflating payouts. For instance, here's Terry Perkins, a retired state of Florida employee.
I was first offered $6,100 to repair the damage. I checked with several local contractors. Several of them, they didn't laugh at me, but it was like, you can't get this work done for that amount. I ultimately settled for $32,000, and I can get the work done for that amount.
So just to do the math, the insurance company's initial offer was just over a fifth of what they eventually settled on. In the 11 months Perkins haggled over payment, he says he spoke with 15 insurance representatives and was left to use a utility sink in his kitchen. Defenders of assignment of benefits say the average person just isn't equipped for that kind of negotiation, whereas the company doing the work is. Just before the matter went to debate, a man named Jeff Grant came forward, saying he'd somehow been missed in public comment.
A couple of things. There are industry standards. There are ways to work around this issue. And two, I would invite everyone in this room to come to my office. I will come to your office, but I want to show you real life how this actually works.
So I took him up on that.
This is a $30,000 vacuum that sucks water.
Grant owns Bone Dry Restoration and Cleaning in Tallahassee. They've been operating for just over 10 years, and Grant has a very simple explanation for how assignments work.
What an assignment of benefits is just like you going to the doctor with your insurance. You see the doctor. You sign all the paperwork.
So you're basically like the doctor.
Pretty much, I'm your house doctor. So,
and he says the assignment is important because payment for work like his comes well after the fact.
Most of the time, they're back together and living their lives, the client. And we haven't been paid one dime. And then they want to come and say, here, this is 50 cents on the dollar. Take that or, you know, pound sand.
But Grant says with an assignment of benefits, he has recourse with the insurer. And if they can't come to an agreement, he's able to take them to court. Huckel says her bill doesn't actually do away with assignment of benefits because it allows the policyholder to designate the contractor as a copayee, essentially allowing payment to flow directly to the contractor. But there are two caveats. First, that payment is capped at $3,000. And second, the bill explicitly denies the assignment of negotiating rights to a contractor. So, if there's a dispute over the cost of work, somebody like Grant will have to sue the policyholder, something he really doesn't want to do. He says if the bill passes, he'll likely have to start demanding payment on completion. And he worries before long, that could put him out of business. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.